Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. England closed day three of their tour game against a New Zealand 11, 333 runs ahead in Queenstown, reaching stumps at 256 for 9 in their second innings. After some quick runs had come in the morning for the home side through BJ Watling and Corey Anderson, they declared on 349 for 7 in reply to England's first innings of 426. Watling hit 66 and Anderson 67 in just 62 balls as New Zealand 11 held the upper hand, but England fought back and through Matthew Prior's half-century had established a healthy lead ahead of the final day despite a far from convincing performance from the top order. After being reduced to 67 for 4, Prior top scored with 68 in 76 balls and Graham Swan added him an important 41 not out to ensure England were able to bat on. West Indian captain Marissa Aguilera held her nerve to hit the winning runs from the final ball of the first 2020 international against Sri Lanka women in Colombo. In a low-scoring match, Sri Lanka posted 87 for 8, but it needed Aguilera's calm, unbeaten 34, including a boundary from the final ball to guide the tourists to a two-wicket victory. In a remarkable game dominated by the bowlers, only four players, two on either side, were able to reach double figures, and the highest partnership of the match was just 32. Needing two to win from the last delivery, Aguilera went two better by hitting the ball for four to put her side 1-0 up in the five-match series, closing on 34 in 39 balls. The second game is on Sunday. Torrential rain in Durban meant that the first 2020 international between South Africa and Pakistan was abandoned without a ball being bowled in Kingsmead. Rain had been falling steadily for much of the day prior to the start, with prospects of play always looking slim. Umpires Sean George and Adrian Holstock chose to abandon the match just 30 minutes later, rather than subject the spectators to a long and probably futile wait. The T20 series had offered the tourists a chance to recover from the drubbing that they received in the Test series, but now they have one more chance in the game's shortest format on Sunday before the first of five ODIs begins in Bloemfontein next week.